ZLK Mobile.
4ACR, how are you?
You're not making it in the repeater very well where you are, but I recognize your voice. How are you?
I'm not. That's interesting. Well, I'm running ragged, but I'm here.
I don't know if you're mobile or what, but that last one was good. Yep, I'm sure you are running ragged. Does your business pick up any more this time of year, or is it all the same?
No, it's all the same. We just keep getting shorter and shorter handed. But I'm on, just got on 385 off of 85 headed into Greenville, so I don't know.
Get there, especially if you stay on 85 and go under the bridges, it's pretty much a blackout zone, so it struggles right there. But you're doing good.
And been on the radio. It's on, but I hadn't said anything much, just been that busy.
Do you get shorthanded because people take time off for the holiday, or it just seem like they drop out this time of year and you have to hire new people?
Well, one quit unexpectedly, and then another quit unexpectedly, and I got problems in Spartanburg, so there's several situations.
Harry, I think you can do it. You'll be able to handle it all.
Well, I seem to be, yeah.
What are driving DOT regulations? They don't really, you're driving a little personal vehicle around, they don't really count for you, do they?
Well, if you're under 10,000 GVW, it doesn't matter anyway, it's just the box truck.
I know there'd still be hours of service, but maybe not. I know they told us, they always told us, anybody works a second job, you got to count those hours if you're on the road for that second job. You know, even if you're delivering pizzas.
That may be true, but I have not heard that. But, you know, I mean, I don't usually run into that. We just have more to do during the set time that we have, you know. We don't do much after hours, so it's not usually a problem.
Well, I hope it works out for you. I hope you can find some people to help finish out the year.
It's a calamity all at one time. It'll work itself out.
Ready to volunteer yet to help you out. I'm still just making one trip a week into town is kind of nice.
I heard that. I hear you occasionally. Like I say, it's just so unpredictable what I'm doing. I just haven't really been on the radio much.
Not on as much as I used to be. And I'll have the radio on at the house while I'm doing stuff, and it just seems like it almost sits there all day without even talking at all.
Cool, nice. I hadn't turned the one over at the house, which is unusual, but, you know, get to doing something and don't get involved in anything else, so to speak.
Connor, last Saturday night, or two Saturday nights ago, I called Annette, and you didn't check in. I was kind of wondering if you were going to make it.
Remember, did you say Saturday? My brother was at the house. I don't remember, but I don't even think I turned the radio on that night.
Saturday, but what was it? It was the one after Thanksgiving. What was last week Thanksgiving? Maybe it was last Saturday. Goodness, time just gets away when you don't have to really pay attention to it.
Well, yes, it was last Saturday that he was here anyway, and I don't remember. Yeah, so I didn't turn the radio on, I don't think.
Problem. Oh well. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? I don't know if we've spoken since then.
No, I know as far as speaking, but yeah, everything went well. The daughter and her family went to the in-laws and they came back sick. And I was puny Monday, but I wasn't around them, so I don't know what I picked up. But yeah, everything was good Thanksgiving.
Saturday at the house, all the family came over, all the kids and the grandbabies. And then, yeah, it was Saturday, that's right. Because I called Annette. Beth went to bed. The last couple, our daughter and her husband left about 8:30. I called Annette at 9, went in the bedroom at 10:30, and my wife was burning up, and she's been in bed ever since. Her fever broke last night or this morning, but she's no strength, you know. been eating soup and drinking plenty of water and a little bit of orange juice and stuff. But and then my oldest son and his, all three of his daughters got sick, and his wife. I took him some chicken soup yesterday, and of course the little 2-year-old who's been not feeling well, that's when she wanted me to hold her. So if I don't come down with it, with something, I'll be surprised.
Well, I didn't miss work, but I was not good Monday.
He's a ham operator. Moved up here now in Sunset area. Has a house in Georgia. And they went down back down to Georgia for Thanksgiving, and they, everybody in the family got some kind of stomach virus after the meal, and they came home sick. The kids were all sick. That, where, you know, his grandkids were sick. It's like everybody. It's something going around this time of year.
Talked to that guy before, yeah, but it's the way it is. It's just every, you know, I went home, and that's what you tell me. All these people, they're sick, so. Yeah, it's just something in the air this time of year, I guess.
Have to do our best to fight it off. And I think I was talking to or texted my daughter, one of my daughters, and she said she's coming down with it now. She can feel it coming on, so as of today. So I don't know. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully I'll be able to avoid it. All right, I'm about where I'm going here. I'm going to go ahead and sign. Good to hear you. Hope you have a good night. We'll talk to you later. KR4ACR and 4ZLK.
Okay. Stay well. N4ZLK, KR4ACR.